Hello, my name is Prince Big D, and I approve this message. We are on the flagship station of the Big D Zone. This is Prince Big D of the Big D Zone, and I am with my co-host, the star and producer of the hottest, and let me say after last night, the most funniest talked about television program in the history of television today. Matter of fact, they should give that show an Emmy Award. I'm talking about Tyrone Jackson straight through. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so proud to introduce to you Tyrone Jackson. What's up, my man?
Big D, you know how to give an intro, don't you?
Woo!
You know how to do it. You had a lot of sugar, right? Today? I don't know what you've been drinking, but drink some more of it. Man, I'm excited today, man. I'm really excited because we have a real special guest on the show today. Do you want him to do some more, or you want me to do it?
Well, since he's family to you, why don't we let you introduce him?
You sure he's family? Do I have to take a DNA test?
I think that's a moist job.
I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce the man who brought me in this world, and I got to find out tonight, most likely, what song was I conceived on. And also, he is he plays the bongos. He makes wonderful CDs. And he loves music. That's how come I love music so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Mr. Breakthrough, my father, Thomas Williams, better known as Spiritual Soul.
All right. Welcome to the zone.
Yes.
Yeah, man. He sounds like he's excited. You excited, Dad? Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
You'd be crazy on the show.
Watch out.
Yeah, I love music, but I still love my music.
I know you do because you got a collection. I don't know who got the most, me or my father. I don't know who got the most.
I mean, you got the most.
Well, you catching up, though. You catching up. Slowly but surely, you catching up. I like messing around with my family, y'all. See, my dad, I could do it. Some people you can't do it to. But,
nah.
This is your show, so I'm going to let you ask my father the first question.
All right. I most exactly will do that. Now, welcome to the show, Spiritual Soul. Now, what gave you the inspiration behind the name Spiritual Soul?
Well, it's spiritual is what it says. Spiritual, which is the spirit of the music, and the soul is which I play. When I play my music, I play to the soul. That's my soul. So I call it Spiritual Soul because I play with spirit, the spirit, and my soul. Yeah.
I like that answer.
I like that answer. That's a very good answer. Now, you also work with some heavy-hitting artists on your CD, or you work with other people on other people's CD as well?
Say what, though?
You worked on other people's CD?
Louder.
I'm sorry. You worked on other artists' CD?
Yes. No.
You
worked
with other artists?
No, I worked with a fellow named Bilal, which is Edward Kitcher, I believe it is. E. Kitcher. And we did some songs together and all that, but I ain't been on nobody else's album. No, I would love to be that, to do that, but I haven't done it yet. You know, I haven't got with nobody. If nobody, I guess, got the recognition of Spiritual Soul. So, they don't know. You know? Ain't nobody came to me yet. They do, it depends on who they is. If they play good music, if I can feel the music, I'll play to it. Other than that, I can't, I won't deal with them, you know.
Now tell me, what is your greatest goal that you want to pursue for your music career?
Vibes. Vibes. That's what I play with. Did I get that, the question right?
Yeah,
Vibes.
Yeah.
I did a show with Vibes of the year 2003 during the winter. Me and a guy named my partner, Bilal,
mm-hmm.
used to be partner. You know, he was also a spiritual soul, but he decided to go and do his thing otherwise, so I just stepped off, you know. I let him do his thing, and I went solo. So I'm doing whatever I do, I'll be doing it on my own, you know, by myself. As spiritual soul. I did something
now
with
that's
five
understandable.
In the year 2003, like I said, on the stage. Central stage. I did two shows with him there, that live.
I was about to say, that was understandable because a lot of artists start off as groups and also either one way or another, they want to either try solo career or they, you know, had a fight with the group or they just say, you know what, I'm going my own. And even that's what happened with Destiny's Child, like Beyonce and other members of the group. Destiny's Child, they went on and did other things as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And don't
forget that time.
Well, I'm so excited about being on this show with both of you guys, because both of you guys are my inspirations, and it's a great honor just to have both of you guys, but especially my father. Because, like I said, when my father used to come and get me, you know, he used to come and get me when I was a child and come over and see him and the family. And I knew my father loved listening to music. At the time, I was a young cat, and I didn't really care for the old school because I was into my kind of music. But then my father kind of got me hooked onto the music that he grew up on and the music that he listened to, such as the Temptations and the Heat Wave,
like
Blue Magic,
Delphonic,
and Intruder, Starlight, Delphonics, and some stuff. See, he going now. Now he can't stop. But before I ask my dad a question, I would like my dad and the people to know that Breakthrough has got a chance to interview some celebrities on last Thursday. And I got a chance to interview Lenny Green from 98.7 Kiss FM After Dark.
Oh, that's
got
a chance.
Yes. And I
that's
also
a
got
biggie.
It's a biggie. And I also got a chance to interview the Escorts. The legendary Escorts. And I also got a chance to interview the Persuaders. The Ultimate Persuaders, they call themselves.
Wow.
And
yeah, they mean
it was
me
just
too.
Such an honor. Yes, Dad. It was an honor. And I felt like I've been listening to their music for years, but I was a baby. Goo goo gaga, sucking on a bottle or something. It was an honor for being there with legends. And thank God for my father for playing those classic music that I got hooked to it. And then it made me realize where music came from because they are pioneers. I could talk my behind off, but I'm going to ask my father this question. Is when did you realize that you love to play music? When did you realize that?
back in my school days when I was going to school, I had a friend that used to play the drums and stuff. And being that I love music, I wanted to learn how to play the drums. So, you know, I fell in love with it.
Oh, man, no doubt.
Now, first of all, Spiritual Soul, I'm going to give you a compliment on raising such a fine young man. And he is doing bigger and better things with Breakthrough. And then, you know, coming on and being the co-host of the Big D Zone. And, you know, Breakthrough is going to go so far. I just wanted to let you know that other people have been heard me saying that Breakthrough is going to go on major TV. We're just claiming it before it happens. So I just want to say congratulations on raising a fine, fine young man, and is pretty talented in his own right. And he has what it takes to make it go far. So thank you so much, Spiritual Soul, for bringing us Tyrone Jackson and Tyrone Jackson's Breakthrough. We applaud you on that.
I appreciate it. You're welcome.
And I just want to know,
DJ Tyrone, what, have to be there.
I just want to know what record album conceived on. Who was it? Was it Escort? Who was it?
Who?
Was it Frankie Lyman? I don't know.
Wait a minute. Let me put you on the speakerphone, all right? Hello? Tyrone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me see if I can talk on the speakerphone, okay?
All right.
Well, while he's on the speakerphone,
hold up, keep
talking, sir. See if I can hear you. While he's putting us on the speakerphone,
we just like to say what's up to the Fellowship family. They are having a play right now called "I Ain't Gonna Let Nobody," and this is very appropriate for the show. "I Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Steal My Song," written, produced, and directed by Reverend Peter Winstead. And one of our guests that was supposed to be on tonight is at the play right about now, so we're going to be rescheduling her. But the play is also going to be on next month, so if you have not gotten the chance to see this wonderful, phenomenal play, please email me at deshon@myway.com. deshon@myway.com, but I've been having problems with my email, so I might have to change it. The email is really slow. But anyway, you could either email me or go to the website. I'm going to be adding it real soon at bigdradio.com, bigdradio.com. Also, I did a red carpet report on the "I Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Steal My Song," and that's going to be on Breakthrough Wind Tyrone.
Yes, it will be on Monday, October the 6th and October the 13th. That's a Monday night at 8 o'clock.
All right, fine time.
Oh.
Fine time. Well, I got
Spiritual Soul here with us?
Spiritual Soul? Spiritual Soul?
Say what?
Are you here?
Hello?
With us?
I'm listening to what you're saying, man.
Okay, he's here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I'm on the speakerphone now. I can hear you a little better.
Oh, okay.
I ain't no phone person, so I had to get that thing out my ear.
Oh,
you
know okay. We forgot, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot my dad. He ain't got no thing with the telephone. But... it's an honor just to have him on the show. It's just exciting, man.
Yeah, I
still can't get over Thursday night, last Thursday night, when I got a chance to meet those artists that my father listened to, such as the Escorts, the Ultimate Persuaders, and Lenny Green from 98.7 Kiss FM. And the list is going to go on because I know I'm going to meet some more people. So anyway,
and he probably, I haven't listened to the show, but he probably mentioned you. I know in my spirit that he probably mentioned you in the interview. So I know you probably got a mention on air, and that really was a biggie. You probably impressed a lot of stars, and you know what? We already are stars in our own right. All of us here on this one. I keep saying this to guests after guests after guests that, you know, we are all stars because, you know, we know the one that made us stars in the first place.
That's
so,
right.
Anything else
with
that, Tyrone?
Well, I wish I was there to meet
him,
Tyrone.
Huh?
I said I wish I was there to meet him, to see him.
But you know what? It ain't over yet, man, because there's going to be plenty more opportunities like that, and the next caller I'm going to be calling is you. So, ain't over.
It ain't over by a long shot.
It ain't over. Cause I'm hooked up with Willie Asbury. It ain't over.
That's right.
Knowing you, it ain't.
But I will show you the footages. You will get that on.
Oh yeah, I definitely would like to see that because that's a blessing because when you're working with a show like Breakthrough, I mean, you just can't help to notice true talent such as Tyrone and, you know, and I'm so glad to be speaking with his father because Tyrone just keeps going and even though he's working in Secaucus, he got to get up like about 4 o'clock in the morning and then some days when he takes Breakthrough. And then when I thought about the Breakthrough expansion, first off was Jersey City. We got him on Jersey City. Yeah, it's a little bit more editing work, and then it got him on Orbiter. But the thing of the matter is, people are watching Breakthrough in Newark, but there's more people that should be watching Breakthrough. And we're supposed to be going to Jersey City probably tomorrow to do a shoot over there.
Irvington.
Well, yeah. Irvington.
No, right here, Jersey City.
Yeah, we're going to Irvington, but I was saying we're supposed to be doing a shoot in Jersey City. We're doing a shoot in Jersey City tomorrow, but we are going to be doing Irvington real soon, and I am so excited about this expansion. Tyrone Jackson is going to be taken higher and higher and higher, because you know why? He's hooked up to the right people, and he's hooked up with the big man, J.C.
Right. There's another thing that I would like to say, because I know my dad is not too much of a talker on the phone, but I would like him to stay on the phone. We're going to ask him some more questions. We're going to ask him to play something for us, because that's what he likes to do the most, Big D.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to play. He don't like to do talking. He likes to just play.
He loves to perform. Now, in fact, he's been on both of our shows. He's been on the old Deshaun Porter show when it wasn't the Big D zone. And he's been on Breakthrough, and, well, he's ready to go. He's really good.
I've been around for Breakthrough. You know, I didn't only been playing live. I played at a place called Birchwood, up there on Evergreen Place.
Mm-hmm.
And I played in some, what was that, I used to play at Mrs. G. I played there. I played some other places, but I'm not, you know, I still didn't get no type of recognition of being a combo player or a Jim Bowie player, which I am, you know. I'm just, right now, chilling on it. I'm hoping that something to give, you know, somebody get to recognize me for my playing, you know, because I love to play, you know, at times. I play, you know, and I know I'm good. You know, a lot of people tell me I'm good. I know I'm good, you know. This
you
is,
like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. And guess I don't know if ain't that many people out there heard me, but I've been on, like you said, I've been on Breakthrough, I've been on other places, you know. So I like to get recognized. I hope someday I do before I croak, you know. So I'm 62 right now, and you know, time is ticking. You know, time don't wait on nobody. You wait, time don't wait. You know?
That's true.
And I thank you for all the props that I've been getting. I appreciate it. And I hope the people out there in that world understand where I'm coming from. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, my father is an ultimate Congo player. He played on a couple of my tracks. He played on Bilal's tracks. He is awesome. If he, like he said, if he could get into the groove, he's going to do it. But if he can't, he'll tell you straight up like it is. He ain't going to play to it. But my thing is, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Big D?
Oh, no, no, I was agreeing with you.
Oh,
I was agreeing with you. I was I was agreeing with you because I know because he's even been on my program when I used to be on the Sean Porter show. And, you know, when he gets into the groove, he gets into it.
That's it. Well, Big D, can I say something?
Go ahead.
I remember, I don't know if my father remember him telling me this.
Speak up a little bit.
And I lived with it. I remember when my father said to me a while back when I was sitting at his house, we was having a conversation, and he was telling me how much I was not afraid to perform in front of people and how I was always like that when I was a kid. And I'm glad that I was like that because actually, on last Thursday, just meet the stars. I was just like a kid. I was just so excited, and I got a chance to go up there to the penthouse where they was at the hotel, Robert Tree Hotel. Got a chance to be in the room with all the stars. Of course, I was eating some of their food on the table, laughing like I knew them for a long time. Yeah! That's a real piece of meat right there. See, I choked the water. Ooh, this is so good.
But yeah, I don't like the same footage of that.
You know, I kind of had like one of the stars, drinking water, eating their food off the table, laughing, shaking hands, and mingling. It was just...
Oh, that's how old you are, star, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that
I was going to get a beer, but I was on set.
Oh, that's right.
I couldn't drink a beer. I was on set. Darn.
Exactly.
And also on that night, we also met Kenny Bowlby, the one that sang You Are My Friend, and also met the young man who sang Follow Me.
Oh, man. Yeah, follow me, oh man.
They came in at all parties, weddings, and all
that. I'll party on that. I love that. I like that sound, you know? That's my kind of music. Yeah, I got a lot of these artists, too.
Oh, you're
going
to get a copy of that. Trust me.
Wow.
All right.
I am so proud of you.
You'll get a chance. Ladies and gentlemen, my father will get the opportunity to tell all his friends, my son hit the music from Big Star. They probably like, yeah, stop lying. And he will have the tape and proof. He will like, yeah, look.
That's right.
My son with Lenny Green. My son with the mighty, the legendary escort. My son with the ultimate persuader.
Wow. I mean, my heart is happy again. Not only I found out that Tom was me with these other stars, and then now I'm on the phone with Carlos Father Cyril Dussault, and then he's telling me great stories about this. This is another great radio show.
Oh, you get a copy, man. Too, Big
D. Hey, Tyrone.
You get a copy too, son.
Exactly. I can't wait to see the footage.
You're
going to
see it on October the 6th and the 13th. Ladies and gentlemen. If you want to see some, I'm showing you bits and bits. I'm not showing you everything because then they get a little bit too excited. But if you want to see the first half of me meeting the stars along with Lisa Christian, y'all can watch Breakthrough on Monday night in Newark on Channel 19 from 7 to 8 on Channel 19. Breakthrough will be showing the interview that he did with Lenny Green, the Ultimate Persuaders, and the Legendary Escorts.
Wow. Woo! You thought my heart was like happy because of Tuesday.
Woo. And you know what I like the most, guys?
Yeah.
You know what I like the most? I asked them to sing A Thinner Line Between Love and Hate. And they
said, wow, no, you didn't go there. What?
Oh, yeah, you know I went there. I put a slipper dipper in there. I had to put a slipper dipper.
You
that's
got them to sing A Thin Line Between Love and Hate? Oh, man.
That's one of my favorite songs out of Persuasion.
Mine, too.
And they did it?
Yes, they did.
Oh, man, wow.
That's a whole record now, but they did.
Whoa.
Man, that felt
we
like...
We are in there, Tyrone.
I know. It thanks to my father, like I say, for let me hear some of them old classics. So see, today's music is cool. It's all right. It's all, I'm not knocking it down. I like some of the new sound. But there's nothing like the old classic sounds from the 70s, the time when my father was listening to. That was music. It wasn't all about licky, licky, sucky, sucky. Getting in the booty and the crack
and
all that.
Buggy, buggy, and all that old crazy shit. I hit somebody with a brick and all that.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know we hear the records today. But the records from the past, the young people especially, they got to realize, I had to realize it when I was growing up, that these are the pioneers that paved the way for the artists that you listening to today. If it wasn't for the pioneers, you wouldn't have the music you got now.
If we didn't have the great pretenders, we wouldn't have the artists like Neo or an Usher. If we didn't have the superstars, we wouldn't have a Madonna or a Janet Jackson.
We wouldn't have them. But thanks to the music that was there, the escort. Oh, my father got so much stuff. Groups I never heard of yet, he got it.
Yeah.
My question is to you, Dad, how you find all this stuff? The main ingredients and all this, and you just have the CDs because he's on forever letting me see them. How do you get all these collections?
Well, I know a lot of people that sell me. You know?
Wow.
And some guys used to be downtown. I pick up more of some music from them. There's a store I go to. You know, I pick up all over. If I'm downtown, doing a little shopping, and I'm at Payless, I go there, or a lot less. If I see something in there like Payless, if I see something like, Otis Redding or Fez Domino or somebody, I'll pick them up, you know, I'll pick it up.
Wow.
If I run across something I like, and if I got the money, I'm going to get it, especially when it comes to music.
Uh-oh.
And I know I got a friend, and he's right downtown on Halsey Street. His name is John. He got his own music store.
He told his sources, ladies.
You know what time on? Remember I told you about him?
Yeah, you did. I think you did. Yeah, I don't remember, but
he's on Halsey Street.
I'm going to find that one.
Uh-oh.
What's the name of this store?
Okay, it's called Boot Cheese. I'll find it.
We would definitely love to hear Spirit of Soul perform a little something, something. Are you ready to perform for us?
Yeah, you want me to put one on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, put it on.
All right, I'm putting it on now. Okay.
All right.
Oh, fair.
And while he's putting something on, let me tell you that the church, the Fellowship of Common Center, is giving a concert this coming Tuesday, the 30th. The dinner will start at 6 o'clock, and the concert will start at 7 o'clock. Deacon Joe will be providing the food, and there's a concert and also a CD, all for a donation of $20. That's right. Well, Tico, what the Fellowship Empowerment Center, 682 Park Avenue in the city of East Orange by Reverend Peter Vincent, and also that too will be on the website. I know it's going to be a little off because of this rain. I've been trapped inside, but anyway, it will be in the website on Monday, so I will put that on there. And, you know, just come to share in the Fellowship Empowerment Center, and also you can come on Sundays, 8 o'clock in the morning. The Fellowship Empowerment Center starts prayer, 8:30 Sunday school, high school. Matter of fact, this year has been taught by none other than the co-host of the Big D Zone, Tyrone Jackson. And may I add, Tyrone, that is a very good job. When I've been coming to a couple of classes, you have done a very good job.
Thank you.
Very good job.
Your booty back in class.
I'll keep it in mind.
All right, is my dad ready?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it on now.
All right, I can't wait. Y'all gotta hear this.
Coming on now.
Uh-oh, yeah. Here we go, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this
hold
is
up.
Spirit, y'all. So.
That's Silver Stars. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Hold up.
Hold up, y'all. Hold up.
Hold up. Hold up. Just a little behind-the-scenes action on the Big D Zone.
Please stand by.
And while we're at it... While we're at it, 9 o'clock starts the morning worship from 9 to 10... there will be breakfast, and just have a good old time. At 4 o'clock, there's always something going on at the fellowship. Good stuff.
Yes, please.
682 Park Avenue.
In the city of East Orange.
That's right.
And please,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all love praise dancing, please. Come out to 682 Park Avenue, 4 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. My homegirl, my co-host from Thomas Jackson Springs, Lisa Christian, better known as Anointed, she's going to have her dance debut. Please, I'm calling James Brown. Come on down.
That's right, come down. Matter of fact, Big D Zone is one of the sponsors. Big D Zone is one of the sponsors, so please come down. Come down. Here we go. I think I hear it.
I hear it.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you hear it?
Yes,
I'm playing
here.
It now.
All right, go on.
You asked me to play something, mate.
Yes,
I'm playing
sir.
It
yeah.
Now. This is called, I Had a Dream.
Uh-oh, see,
this
I knew
is,
you were going to
something
take
that
up.
Me and my son did, Tyrone Jackson.
He going to take that
right
pass
here.
On me. He
I Had a Dream.
Let's have that dream. Dream. And everything was nothing but a toy boy and a moment. I want to contact everyone. I want to love a toy. I want a brother. There's no one in here. They love. I'm
Ha ha. Yeah, he's just partying right now.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. What's the party that he can't stop? He can't stop, y'all. Once he starts, it's just like nonstop, y'all. Nonstop.
That's right. The energizer bunny. As I re-examined to the sound, October is going to be a star-studded month in October.
That's right.
Don't forget, Mr. Taylor, that your river flow is going to be on the 1st of October, the first Friday in October. And Donna Malloy, Cash X, and the mayor of Irvington, Mr. Abigail. And we are going to be rescheduling Pastor Horn. And also, we may have General Lee. It's going to be the first part of my entrepreneurial series here on the Big D Zone. My first ever entrepreneurial series. We're going to gather entrepreneurs together who have their own businesses, still not letting anything, not even this economy, stop them from their dream of having their own business. So we're going to be starting that really soon, hopefully on the 24th. The day that we have Cash App is going to be the same day that we're going to be having the mayor of Irvington, New Jersey. I am very excited about this. We're going to have two guests on at the same time here on the Big D Zone.
Oh,
so October is going to be a star-studded month.
That's right. Oh, I think your father is here, y'all. Get that question in, Big D. I think he was so much in the groove. So we just want people to know about his music. Get it.
Now, Bill Dussault, we would like to know, where can we get a copy of your CD that's out now?
No, not his CD. I'm talking about the CDs that he made, like the good music. So the real music, like the Blue Magic.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Where can we get a copy of it?
So,
oh,
is he there?
Well,
yeah, we want to know about music sensation.
The what?
We want the people to know how they could get some good music from Music Sensation.
Well,
do you have any information that you could give them?
You can meet me at Music Sensation at 70 Burnett. I'll give you my number.
Sure.
672-3887.
That's an area call. 973,
what?
Y'all. Area code. You know, some people don't know the area.
973 is as usual. Because, you know, I ain't messing around with no cell phone.
Cost you money. So if y'all
want to
get
money, I can't get no honey if I ain't got no money.
Yes,
so if I spend my money on the phone, I ain't going to get no honey.
Uh-oh.
There you go. So if y'all want some good music like Blue Magic, The Main Ingredients, Temptation, or you just love to go back and to listen to the good music, good music, not no booty cracking, smacking, licking, and all that stuff. If you want some good music, please get in contact with my father, Spiritual Soul, Music Sensations. You can reach him at 973-672-3887. That again is 973-672-3887. You better give him a call. I'm telling you, the man will hook you up. We'll get the hook up.
Hook up.
The hook up. You know how that commercial do when a man listens to his album? He say, you better get your own.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, man.
Anyway, next week I'm going to be listening to the repeats of the debate. I may ask my guest or even ask Taloni before we interview Sister Taylor his thoughts on the debate. I'm going to be watching it on probably one of the C-SPAN channels because I think it's very important that we, number one, those who are not registered to vote, to get out there to register to vote. Voting is our voice. We are given the right to vote by the Constitution of the United States of America. So it's our God-given right for us to vote and for us to choose our leaders. So, you know, if whatever happens, if you feel that our leader not doing the right job, hey, you have the chance to kick them out the door. It's like, see ya! So you have that right to vote. I'm sorry?
Kick the bush in his tush.
Exactly. Now, there is a website, MTV has a website, Choose or Lose, I think it's ChooseOrLose.com. You could go to that website. I'm going to get links to the website. Now, I'm officially endorsing Barack Obama. His website is BarackObama.com. His link is on my website as well. But whoever you should choose, I know I'm choosing Barack Obama, but whoever you should choose, please get out to the polls and vote. Let's make this a high turnout on November the 4th election day. So let's make this sure that, because this is the very important election, no matter what's going on with the economy and whatever is affecting us as a nation, we need to let our leaders know, hey, we are mad and we're not going to take this anymore. So you know what? We had that power that we could change who we want in office. We could just press that button or pull that lever. If you're not doing a good job, we could vote you out. So please don't forget to vote. And any of you have anything that you'd like to add?
Big D, only thing I would like to say.
Go ahead,
Dad. I'm sorry. What'd he say?
I said I'm definitely going to vote for Obama.
All right.
That ain't no joke.
All right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Vote for Obama.
Hey.
He's the man with the master plan. Yes, he is.
That's right.
He said we can do it. We can.
You got to stick with Obama.
You got to back him up.
That's right.
And you know what I'm going to say, y'all? And it's a joke. I got a joke from a friend at my job. It's just a joke, y'all. So please don't get offended. When Obama gets into office, the first black president get into office, it's no longer going to be the White House. It's going to be the Black House. Because he's going to take the White House to the Black House.
That joke was out before. Yeah.
He's going to have... gonna have the black sofa in there, the black chairs, everything is gonna be black. But no, seriously, y'all, please, on a serious note, it's a joke, but on a serious note, please go out there, make your vote count. We can't tell you who to vote for. We can't say to vote for this person, vote for that person. You gotta make that decision, but get your booties out of your house and get your booties down there and vote. Please take your booty and get out there and vote.
Now I better see this show as a whole vote. And I'm gonna keep on saying this each and every Friday. We're gonna have political questions or how they feel about issues in politics, because this is getting down to the nitty gritty. We have to get people to the polls. Michael Basin is doing it. All these other shows are doing it. So I think it's us as people in media to get the word out, and we got to get people to the poll, no matter who they vote for and no matter who they support. But whatever they do, don't just sit down on the sidelines, and we're about to get running out of time, but don't just put on the sidelines. Vote. I'm 50. This is Prince 50, and for my trusty sidekick, my spiritual partner, Tyrone Jackson, and spiritual soul, this is Prince 50, and we are out.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.